I want to welcome everyone here today, and in particular, I'd like to recognize our council members. We have Vice Mayor Dan Wu with us. We have Councilmember Shayla Lynch with us, Councilmember Liz Sheehan. Someplace is Councilmember Chuck Ellinger, Councilmember Tana Fogel. I know you're out there. Okay. Councilmember Jennifer Reynolds. And do we have any other council members that I've missed? I'm sorry. So thank you all for taking time out of your very busy schedules to be here for this important time. I also would like to acknowledge our Commissioner of Public Safety who's with us today, Ken Armstrong. So today I'm joined by two mothers who have lost children to gun violence, Priscilla Sandifer and Dina Howard. And I first want to thank them for being here. Thank you all. Also today, we have Divine Karama, Larry Johnson, and Kenny Payne. Our One Lexington team is with us. And Robin Anderson, a victims advocate with the police department. There you are. Thank you all very much. I also want to recognize Ricardo Franklin, who many of you know. His brother, Antonio, was shot and killed in Duncan Park in 2014. Ricardo and his mother, the late Anita Franklin, whom many of us know, organized peace walks that demonstrate the commitment to peace in our city. Ricardo, thank you very much for your continued work. We are here during National Youth Violence Prevention Week to call for the safe end of school celebrations and a safe summer. I am calling on all young people in Lexington to honor the young lives we have already lost and the families that continue to grieve. I ask young people to put down your guns. In recent months, in part thanks to the work of One Lexington, we have seen the number of gun deaths among young people decline. From 2021 through the first quarter of 2023, Lexington has seen a 75% decrease in gun-related homicides among youth and young adults. That's good progress. However, we want that number to drop to zero. Zero. And to stay at zero. It will soon be time for celebrations that mark the end of school year and for summer activities. Let's celebrate graduations and summer safely. I am calling on all of our young people to be part of this safe summer. One Lexington is working hard to carry a message of safety to our young people. They do this every day. Divine Karama is director of our One Lexington program, and he is here today to talk about the safety. Divine, welcome to the podium.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Can we, a quick moment of silence? Appreciate it. Thank you, Mayor. And I first want to shout our mayor out because she's one of the first, if not the first, mayor that has actually met with a group of mothers who have lost children to gun violence. And it wasn't just a one-time thing. It is a commitment that she is making, and we are following in her leadership, and I truly appreciate that. She's been bugging us the last couple of weeks. All right, when we gonna meet with the mothers again? So this is something that she is passionate about. She heard the calls from the community, and she's answered those calls, so we truly appreciate that. Secondly, two of the strongest people I know. The work that we do is very heavy. Last week, we were on the scene of a homicide. As we were leaving, we were getting a call from another family saying we need a hotel. I got a young person hit me on Instagram saying, can you give me a ride? I'm downtown, Alex Live, I'm stuck. And it's in those moments that you're just like, man, when do we get a break? And you start to kind of have a pity party. And then I think of the weight that these mothers and fathers are carrying. And as somebody who has lost a child, I can tell you that there is no greater pain than losing a child. But there are levels, because it hurts even worse when your child is taken from you. And that is what these mothers and fathers have had to endure. So when I think about their strength and how they carry that weight with elegance and purpose, power, it cuts my pity party short real quick. Because I can deal with whatever this job gives me when I understand and am informed by the strength of these women that are standing behind me. I'm gonna allow them to give you their perspective and paint the picture for you. But one thing I do wanna mention as we do move into the summer, we all remember how challenging last summer was. We don't want this summer to be like last summer. Two things that we're gonna be announcing pretty soon. We got our summer program coming up, and we're gonna be partnering with Andrew's Brothers Counseling. So we're going to be having fun, and we're going to be taking the kids ziplining and doing skill building, team building, conflict resolution. But we're going to be incorporating some trauma-informed support groups for these young people this summer. 95% of the kids in our summer program have been directly impacted by gun violence. We're adults, and we're struggling with this. These kids don't know how to lean on their faith yet. They don't have lifelong friendships. They need help, so we're gonna do our best to support them. And we also have another initiative coming that's gonna support young people who have been directly impacted by gun violence. This week is National Youth Violence Prevention Week. And so we wanna focus on our young people, but we can't do that without supporting the mothers and the other survivors of gun violence. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Divine. Now I'd like you to hear from Robin Anderson. She is a victims advocate with our Division of Police. Our officers support this call for safety. And Robin, we all thank you for what you do, and welcome to the podium.
Appreciate you, Robin.
Hi, I'm Robin Anderson, and I am a victim advocate with the police department. And one of the things that I do at the police department is I run a group called SOS. It stands for Surviving Onward Sessions. They typically run in the spring and then the fall for 6 weeks. And we invite families to come and learn a little bit more about the system. You know, they didn't choose this to happen. They didn't choose to go through this. And it's a very foreign process. So what we are trying to do is to bring people in to better explain, for better communication. While it's not necessarily a support group, it is supportive and compassionate together. It's 6 weeks in which we invite in detectives from the robbery homicide unit to talk about case investigation and how they process scenes. We also bring in a prosecutor from the Commonwealth Attorney's Office to talk about how cases are prosecuted, the court system. And then we also bring in other agencies such as One Lexington and other community agencies that are run like We Are Survivors and SWAG, other agencies in which if families want to be involved or want that additional support, then these are agencies that they can also work with. You know, they are held once a week from 6 to 8, and families are welcome to come. You know, we start off with a little food and fellowship and then go to our speaker. And I think it's important to be there for these families because, again, they did not choose this. Somebody chose it for them. And so it is important for us to remember that and be supportive to them to let them know that we are here, because often they lose that sense of trust. They lose that sense of stability. So we want them to know that we are here and we care and we want to help. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin. Now, it is important for us to hear from the mothers who are here. And I want to thank all of you for being here to hear their stories. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. I know this cannot be easy for them. They've gone through a nightmare. So, first, I want to introduce you to Priscilla Sandifer. She's the mother of Amaya Taylor Sandifer, an innocent bystander who was shot and killed on May 7th, 2022, not even a year ago, while she was dropping off a friend at a party in Green Acres Park. Priscilla, come on.
Hello, everyone. My name is Priscilla Sandifer, and I am the mother of Amaya Taylor Sandifer. My daughter was taken from me almost a year ago, May 7th, due to gun violence in the city. And I would plead and beg with the young people in the community to please put the guns down. You don't realize how you are affecting other people's lives. They will be changed forever. excuse me, I call this my new life now. Amaya was my only child, and our relationship was extremely close. Even though she was away at school, you know, we would FaceTime every day, all day. And I had the privilege in December to accept her diploma from Tennessee State University. She was so close to graduating. She would have turned 21 in August, but again, she was taken from me. And her case is still open. No one has been arrested. And I know there's people out there that know who did it and what happened. So, you know, if you would please come forward, you know, we're going into the summer. So, you know, the children's gonna be out there with a lot of empty time. So if they could, you know, just find something recreational to do, you know, stop bickering and fighting, you know, over small things. something that I think about daily is, I'll never see my daughter smile or hear her voice or her laugh. You know, I won't ever be able to FaceTime her or text her. You know, it's almost been a year, but I still wake up in the middle of the night thinking that I'm hearing her walk up and down the steps, or I'll wake up and I'll call her name out while I'm asleep. And, you know, sometimes I'm actually talking to her. So, I mean, this is trauma that I have to deal with daily. I think about the incident that night every single day. It replays in my mind. So, you know, with that one life being taken away from me and my family, you know, we're really struggling. You know, it's trauma that we're going through each and every day. And I miss my daughter more than words can say. I mean, I think about her every day, all day. She's the first thing that comes to mind when I wake up. And I would just plead with the young people to please put the guns down. Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful job. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Priscilla. Now, Dina Howard, the mother of 19-year-old Sean Howard, who was shot and killed August of 2017. Dina works with Moms Demand Action, and I want to welcome Dina to the podium to tell a little bit of her story and her message.
Good afternoon. My name is Dina. I lost my son, Sean, like she said, in 2017. He was 19 years old. He was shot and killed in a car. He was not the intended target. He was innocent in that. Every night, like Priscilla said, we have the visions of our child. My vision, the last vision I have of my son, is seeing him in the hospital room, eyes open, completely lifeless, staring up into the sky, and me being told that he was a crime scene and I couldn't touch him because he was still warm, but I couldn't touch him. Now imagine your child who you brought into this world and carried, and you picked up and you felt that first embrace, and you want to feel the last one when they go out, but you're denied it because someone decided that it was their power and their right to take your child. Not that they had anything against the child. They just decided that I'm going to do it. It's such a permanent solution to something that doesn't happen, that doesn't have to be so permanent. You don't affect that person when you take them. When you take that person and you settle your score that you think you'd settled, they don't suffer anymore. The people that are suffering are their families that are left behind. My children are suffering. Unfortunately, my case went to trial, and with the COVID, it was given not guilty. My son's case will never, ever be opened again. It will never be solved, and I have to live with that daily. And it's very painful. The night before my son was shot, he was 19 years old. He had blonde hair and blue eyes, and he always, always, no matter what, told me he loved me before he left the house, before he went somewhere or off the phone. He didn't care who was around, his friends, they'd laugh at him, make fun of him, and he'd say, you know what, I am a mama's boy, and I always will be. That night, his stomach hurt, and he laid his head in my lap, and I rubbed his hair. I'm 19 years old. We had that connection. I'll never be able to do that. Never. I'll never be able to hear his footsteps up and down the stairs as he would run to not crease his tennis shoes. I'll never be able to hear him say, love you, Mom. Those are words that were taken from us and taken from our family because of senseless gun violence. It's not a solution to your problems. It's nothing that's going to solve it. Unfortunately, a lot of the youth are thinking that that is their solution, but it's not. And I'm begging the youth and everyone to please think about it. Put the guns down. Let's have a safe and happy summer. I want to see kids graduating and celebrating life and not worrying about if somebody's going to come to their party and cause an incident with guns. That's not the way we do it. We're celebrating futures that are going to be built. And unfortunately, my son will never have that future. I'll never have grandkids from him. My kids will never have nieces and nephews. I'll never be able to see him get married, graduate college, which he was getting ready to start. Those are things that were taken from me and ripped from me, and I'll never get back. You're not destroying or hurting the person. You're destroying the people around them that love them. And as a community, we got to get better. We've got to learn that we're not doing this to hurt the person. We're hurting a whole community of people that loved these individuals. And as long as it keeps going, our community is going to continue to suffer because nobody that hears my story walks away and not is a survivor now. You've heard my story. That makes you survivors. I've touched somebody. You've heard my story. And you don't want to be in this place. Mothers, I beg you to get involved with your kids. Know their friends. Know the people they talk to. Know where they're going. And one last thing, Always hug your kids every night. Tell them you love them. Because in this instance, you'll never have that moment again. And you don't know when you'll get to hear them. I wish that I would save voicemails that said, I love you, Mom, but you never think about it. Save it. Take pictures. I don't care if they're 25 and fight you. Take videos. Take pictures. Because those are memories that you're going to want in case something happens. But I just pray that the youth will listen. And even the young adults. And put these guns down. You're not doing anything. You're running two families. Yours and then families like mine. Thank you.
So the mothers here that you've heard from have joined together to urge all of our young people to be safe, to put down the weapons. As a mother and a grandmother, I join with them in that message. These are all of our children. In our community, we all own them, right? They're our future. So this is the message we want for National Youth Violence Prevention Week. And as you heard today, if you're a mother, if you're a grandfather, if you're a father, if you're a grandfather or a brother or a sister or an aunt or an uncle, please get this message through to our young people. Thank you for being here. And again, I am deeply grateful for the mothers who wanted to speak out. Thank you.